Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
This is Pastor Christine Shippey. Thank you for listening to our program today. Covenant with Christ has a school of ministry in Cleveland, Texas. We meet on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. This is a two-year program equivalent to an associate's degree in biblical studies. At the end of this broadcast, you will hear our contact information to get in touch with us regarding the Bible College and other outreaches we have available. Today's message is from one of our Bible College students, Minister Sharonda Evans. Join us now for a message on being about your Father's business.
So today, it's going to be my title, but you're going to say it to each other, okay? I want you to say this to just say it out loud. Being about my Father's business. Now, I need you to say it like you mean it. That's what we're in Bible college for, is to be about his business, okay? So we're going to say it again. Being about my Father's business. All right. So that's what we're going to talk about. And so this was something that God had given me maybe a couple of weeks ago, and he has me here. And it must be something that is very important. It is the parable of the 10 virgins. So if you want to, you can turn to it. You may be familiar with the passage, Matthew 25, okay? And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read that. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took jars of oil with their lamps. While the bridegroom delayed, and see, I underlined that because we're going to come back to that. While the bridegroom delayed, they all rested and slept. Verse 6 says, but at midnight, and I underlined that, there was a cry. Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose, trimmed their lamps, but the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. The wise answered, no, lest we not have enough for us and you. Go rather to those who sell it and buy some for yourselves. But while they went to buy some, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. But he answered, truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. And so that's where God had me, talking about being about his business. And so what is important, of course, we see there's the five foolish and the five wise. The five wise, they had their oil. And the Lord started dealing with me about the oil. Where does the oil come from? The oil comes from your intimacy, knowing who he is, spending time in his word. And it's letting us know that each of us, we can't get in off of just Pastor Christine prayers. You have to be praying yourself. You have to be in the word yourself. And he's making it clear. There is 10. Undoubtedly, the wise, the foolish, they did have a certain amount of oil, but they didn't have enough to take them on into the midnight hour. You see, the midnight hour, when nobody is looking, what happens in the midnight hour? I'm asleep at my house in the midnight hour. We're resting at that time of night, right? So their lamps were burning, but it could not take them to the midnight hour, to when he's coming back. Do you see? So your oil, not somebody else's oil, your oil has to sustain you until Christ comes back. So you have to begin to cultivate your relationship with the Lord, the intimacy with him, to know him, because the storms are coming. And you see it now, all this that's going on a global level. You have to have enough oil and enough confidence in the Lord to know who you are in him and his promises. Because, I mean, if you look at it, if you don't know him, it's easily be swayed in this day and age right now. You see that. But your oil, you're building it up. Why? Spending the time in the word. Coming to Bible college. This is it. We are putting oil into those vessels that he has given us. And then we cannot feel bad. And see, this is something God is dealing with in my heart. We feel bad for those that don't have the oil. You know, we want them to get in with our oil. But do you see what they said? I'm not going to have enough for me and for you. But see, to me, this propels us to share the gospel. It prepares each of us to try to train up the people that are around us. Okay, I know who Jesus is. I'm working on my relationship. My oil is getting full. But you know what? I'm going to share with you. I want you to grow in your walk with the Lord. Why? Because I can't carry you. Now, we can walk arm in arm and encourage each other, but I cannot just spend all this time with the Lord and then it's for you, you know? And we do that for family members, for friends, and we feel bad. But this is our oil. It's based off of our relationship with him. And so, and this was just new as I was sitting over there. He was talking about also having the capacity to carry the amount of oil that's needed. And and he took me to Matthew chapter 9, verse starting at around verse 16, where he's talking about the old wineskins. You know, you cannot mix that old and the new. It's going to burst. It cannot hold what all God wants to put into you. And so what he said to me, he said, is you have to put away that old mindset, the old way of doing things, and you have to grab a hold to what God is doing in this moment. Just like in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, he talks about we have the mind of Christ. So we have to come up in our thinking and how we comprehend things on this natural level. We have to come up to his level and look at things like that. Put on your mind of Christ. See, things look impossible. I don't know how this is going to work out. Of course, from the natural realm, it isn't possible. But when you come up to the level that God is on, that new mindset, then you truly can do all things. Then you understand, oh yes, all things are possible. Why? Because you're looking at it from God's perspective. But you need that. You need the new mindset to carry for you to carry the oil that God has for you. And so I said, God, continue to expand me, continue to stretch me. Even in this season of my life, he is stretching me. I'm doing things that I've never done before. And I have to say, I have to surrender to it. Like, okay, God, why? Because it is for my perfecting that I'm going through the things that I'm going through. He's like, I'm working on that oil, Sharonda. I'm working on that oil. But we want that. We want to be ready. How devastating it will be when the bridegroom comes and I don't have enough oil. I'm not ready, basically. I'm not prepared when he comes. You know, and it's scary, though, because, see, on the outside, people don't know really if we're where we say we are, really. You know what I'm saying? But God knows. So that it works two ways because, see, God knows, okay, you're not ready. You know, to the outside world, you look like you got it going on, Sharonda, you know? But am I ready? You know, everybody don't want to do what it takes. You know, we need intercessors. We need intercessors covering Liberty County. We need intercessors covering our president, whether we like him or not, because we need him to make decisions that are in line with whatever God wants to do. It's not for us to pray what he should do, but that God would give him wisdom. That's our job. But that comes from that oil, that intimacy, spending time, because when you spend time with the Lord, then he'll say, I need you to intercede on this. I remember hearing a story about women that were praying. They did not know what the event was, but it was 9/11. They had a prayer meeting that was meeting, and they kept seeing, they knew like the area that it was going to, you know, something was going to happen in this area. And God, but he wouldn't tell them exactly what it was, but they just knew like something is coming. We need to intercede. But how many people missed the call to be interceding on the behalf of 9/11? How many calls did God send out across this nation to try to, and we don't know what the impact would have been if there wasn't people praying. You see what I'm saying? But it's us coming up to a higher level and truly being who God has called us to be. And so I got the title of this sermon because God was showing me in, it was Luke chapter 25, 1 through 13. It's the story about when Jesus was he was a little boy, and they went up to Jerusalem. They were there for the festival, and he got lost. They didn't know where he was at. His family, they doubling back to go find him, and they found him, you know, and here he is with all the priests. And he said, did you know that I must be about my father's business? You know, I mean, the adults are concerned. He should have been 2 days ahead. There's things that the world said he should have been doing. But he said, do you know I should be about my father's business? We need to be the same way. The world is saying this is important, that is important. But God, you need to be saying, but I'm about my father's business. And it might not look like what everybody else is doing in the world. But are we truly being about his business? Are we doing the things that he has asked us to do? And nobody might not know it but you. You know when God is saying, I need you in this place. I need you doing this work. But Lord, I mean, it's way in the middle of nowhere. Like me, I'm in Cleveland. I didn't ask to be put in Cleveland. But I'm on the assignment that God put me on in Cleveland, you know? And God is doing some amazing, as I have been here, I'm seeing God do some amazing things. He has opened my eyes up to all that he is doing. The kingdom of God is advancing here in Cleveland, Texas. It is advancing. I mean, it doesn't, you know, you're like, Cleveland, you know, I'm originally from Huntsville, but I've been living in Conroe. So it's a more fast-paced life. It's, you know, I wanted to move to Atlanta next. You know, that's where my next stop was. But God said, no. You're going to Cleveland. Cleveland? What's going on in Cleveland? A lot. God is doing a lot. It's where God has me, and he's preparing me, you know? So it is truly being about his business, spending time with him. He cares about that more than anything. And out of your relationship with him comes your assignment, comes the things that he wants you to do. But I know it gets hard. And sometimes we always have to recalibrate ourselves. You know, we have to be like, okay, God, set me back on your path. Get my mind back on what you need me to do. And that's okay, because that happens. It always happens to us, you know? So, but today I just want to encourage you. I want to just gently remind you to be about your father's business. Be doing what he, don't you want to be caught doing what he has you to do? We all want to be caught doing, if he comes tonight, what a beautiful place. We are in Bible college. This is it. We are here. We went out of this place learning to be more like him, wanting to do implement the things that's in this world, in this word, into the world. That's why we are here. What a beautiful way to leave out of this place. But when we leave out of this physical place, will we still be about our father's business? You know, just kind of keep that in your mind. It's been ringing for a couple of weeks, just being about his business, not what you think his business is. But what is it truly that he has called you to do? You doing that. And so, but of course, all these things that I'm talking about, you do have to be about his business. You have to be in his family. You have to understand the significance of being a part of what God is doing. You have to understand the benefit of your salvation.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
We would love to hear from you at Covenant with Christ Ministries. You can write to us and send us your prayer request at P.O. Box 1029, Cleveland, Texas, 77328. Or you can give us a call at 281-592-5001, where a prayer counselor will agree with you in prayer regarding your needs. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. May God bless you.
An encouraging word is produced at Mustard Seed Productions, The Sounds of Faith.